T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Amber Lovett, Chief Resource Development and Marketing Officer for United Way, California Capital Region. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you could join me. In honor of Women's History Month, United Way's Women United Action Group is putting on a 3-day virtual event this week. Tell me all about it.
Yes, we are so excited. In normal times, we typically have an in-person luncheon in March to bring together between 300 and 400 people to raise important dollars for local foster youth. But this year, we decided, of course, to move virtual. So we'll be having a virtual celebration starting March 23rd. Ending March 25th, online every day beginning at 10 a.m. And we'll have online presentations, videos, some virtual events, prize drawings. So it's a really great way if you're interested in connecting with other women in the community and learning and helping local foster youth. It's a great way to attend a virtual event this year.
And since it's a virtual event, you can just get dressed up on the top and wear shorts or sweats underneath, right?
Of course, yes, you can put your Zoom uniform on. I'm just from the waist up, be ready to go, and comfy on the bottom, absolutely.
We're getting good at that, aren't we?
We are.
Well, let's talk about some of the elements of the event, Amber. What's going to grab our listeners' attention?
Each day, we have a theme for each day. So, for example, starting on Tuesday, March 23rd, that's our resilience theme day. And so we're really going to walk folks through kind of the past, present, and future of Women United, which is a local action group for our United Way that's been in existence for almost 20 years. Folks will get to hear from our president and CEO, Stephanie Bray, hear from some other speakers who are connected to the group. We'll also have a virtual networking event on that day, on that Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:30 that people can register for. And then each day we'll also have a theme. So on Tuesday, March 23rd, our theme is an education theme. We'll be talking about our individual development accounts, which is what our women raise dollars for. So we raise dollars to set up individual development accounts for foster youth so then they can access those funds after they emancipate for things like school, transportation, housing, et cetera. So that's the first day. So a lot jammed into that day, but it'll be really exciting and fun. And then on Wednesday, March 24th, that's our Hope Day. So that's a day that we're really going to dedicate to hearing from our foster youth that are a part of our program. There'll be a lot of videos and different things to listen to that day. And then we're also going to be focusing, our education piece will be on our life skills workshops, which is something that we do throughout the year. And we've even been able to do virtually in these COVID times, where we bring in women to teach different life skills workshops, everything from interview skills to how to purchase a car, all sorts of different topics. So we'll be focusing on that. And then on Thursday, March 25th, that's our gratitude day. We'll be talking a lot about the future of Women United. We'll hear some inspirational stories from members. We'll have a fun little journey down memory lane. We'll look at some of the past events and things that we've done throughout the years. And then we'll also share with folks how they can join Women United. There's a lot of different opportunities to get even more involved, and so we'll share that information then. So that's kind of the rundown of the 3 days.
You guys have a whole lot going on.
We do. It's actually turned out to be a lot bigger than an in-person event. We've been able to add so many different elements that, you know, when you have something that's 2 hours long, you're a little limited. So it's been really fun.
Part of the event includes online networking. Tell me about that, Amber, and how our listeners can get involved.
So So on the first day of our virtual event on this Tuesday, March 23rd, from 5:30 to 6:30, we are inviting women to register for an online networking event, so virtual. You can meet and connect with other women in the region, learn more about United Way and specifically what our Women United group is doing to support local foster youth. We're going to have fun prize drawings and more. It's a free event. So folks can go to our website to register, yourlocalunitedway.org/womenunited, and they can register for the event and join us. We think it's going to be really great.
It's going to be fun. And you're celebrating women in our community who are making a difference for foster youth. Can you take us behind the scenes and share a few highlights?
There's about 60,000 foster youth in California. In Sacramento County alone, a little bit less than 2,000. So our Women United group has worked with local nonprofit agencies in our surrounding counties that have supported foster youth for years. We've been working for almost 20 years. And what we do is we raise dollars to support individual development accounts, which are accounts that we set up to support foster youth after they emancipate so that they have some real funds that they can use to access for things like housing, computer, college expenses, et cetera. Even now with the pandemic, we know that foster youth that are aging out of the system, it's even more challenging, of course, as we can all imagine, to find a job, to find housing, to be distant, to feel safe. This time can bring up a lot of past trauma for local foster youth. So we just know that it's more important now than ever to raise those important funds.
Women United focuses on helping foster youth transition to successful independence. What are some of the issues that foster kids run into, Amber?
Oh, goodness. Well, obviously, there's been a lot of trauma and things that have happened that have put foster youth in that situation. So we know that they're experiencing, especially with the pandemic, you know, it's resurfacing fears of past traumatic experiences. The daily routines that we've all lost are also gone and felt, I think, a little bit harder by local foster youth, that lack of school interaction. Court cases and all of those things have been very slow. So we know that there's kind of a backlog of things happening there. And then also just aging out or emancipating during a pandemic. Working with our local nonprofit partners, we've heard that things like housing, healthcare, financial assistance, technology, these are all kind of the biggest issues that they're facing.
What are some of the keys to helping foster youth successfully transition to adulthood? It's bad enough having to deal with it in normal times, but yeah, you add in a pandemic.
Yeah, you know, we're just really focusing on making sure that they have all the tools that they need. So when they emancipate, they're ready for that next step and even more challenging right now. So, of course, we raise those important funds through our individual development accounts, but we also do things throughout the year like our life skills workshop, which really focuses on all of those things from cooking to college applications to how to look for a job, finances, credit, all of those things. So making sure that those kind of life skills trainings are happening kind of throughout the year. Just really making sure that they feel as ready as possible for that next step into adulthood.
You mentioned life skills, and yeah, it takes me back to junior high, and I remember we had a class. You know, first of all, we had one class. It was called Bachelor Survival, where we actually learned how to do a little bit of cooking. But then one of the key elements I remember was how to use a checkbook.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The checkbook, right? I thought I was the last person to carry a checkbook.
Well, you can't use them in the grocery store, but other than that.
You can't. But, you know, I mean, a lot of those things can be very intimidating, you know, setting up a bank account, knowing what to do, you know, to balance that bank account, things that still might be out there. Even things like we've had volunteers come in and help foster youth with how to read a paycheck when you get your first job.
Sure.
What do all those taxes mean? What does that mean? How to cook, sewing. We had a volunteer that came in and did a basic sewing and mending. So if you lose a button or you need to fix a hem, how to do things like that. It's just been, I mean, I think I have a list of, you know, 30 different topics that different Women United members have come in and done. And we've always been just so delighted to see some of the topics that people think of and come in and do as well.
As we mentioned, it's stuff that you and I take for granted. But guess what? Mm-hmm. We take it for granted because someone showed us how to do it.
Right. Well, there's some workshops that I think even I could benefit from attending. Like they did a basic of auto mechanics, you know, how to change your oil, how to change a tire. I mean, there's some stuff in there that's been really valuable. And I'm just really proud of all the workshops that we've been able to deliver over the years.
You are a founding member of United Way's Women United. How did you get started, and what's been the impact on you, Amber?
I am, yes. So I started, I just celebrated my 20th anniversary with United Way, which feels just crazy.
Yeah.
But when I started, our CEO at the time was looking at starting a local women's group, a donor group of women, because we'd seen some other United Ways across the country do that and be really successful. And so we started to pull in some female donors and talk about, you know, if we were to create a group, what would they do? What would we focus on? How could we make the biggest impact? And we were able to pull together kind of a core group of women that became our founding members. I think we had about 30 members that first year. And, you know, it was one of those moments as a staff person, I was brand new, and they said, hey, do you want to work on this project? And I said, absolutely. I've always been really interested in the power of women coming together. I've loved being a part of a group like that. And then, of course, when we decided to support local foster youth, that was something that just really spoke to me personally. And so I was really excited to join in and have been a member ever since.
On another note, I understand that you have a golf tournament coming up, too, and I'm just a golf nut, so.
We do. Oh, yes. Yeah, we do. It's on June 11th out at Yotadihi Golf Course.
What a horrible golf course. What a terrible place.
I know. And we're excited because it's our first in-person event back. We have a lot of COVID restrictions that we'll be following to make sure that everyone feels safe.
Sure.
But we're just excited to get out there. We're going to be raising funds for United Way. At that event, and we typically have been blessed with really good weather, and so we think it'll be a fantastic day.
Looking forward to it. I think I might just have to crash that party.
Yeah, registration opens April 1st, so if you want to get a foursome together or come join us, we'd love to have you.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest is Amber Lovett, United Way's Women United. 3-day virtual event starts this Tuesday, March 23rd. You can find out all about it and the golf tournament. Go to yourlocalunitedway.org. It is a very active and generous group, Amber, donating time and financial resources to the cause. What's this I hear about new donor dollar matching?
Yes, so this is very exciting. Been really successful this year, and we're really excited to offer it to women who are interested in joining. So people who want to join Women United or make a donation, we have, you know, members that donate or supporters that donate various amounts. So it's really easy to get involved. But all new dollars, so if you're a brand new donor to United Way and the Women United group, we have a $35,000 matching component this year that we're using. So until we reach that $35,000, all new dollars will be matched by that fund.
Outstanding. Double your money if you're a new member.
Double your money, double your impact, yes.
Outstanding. Now let's talk about my favorite feature of United Way, and that's the Square One Project.
Yes. So our Square One Project is our signature project for our United Way here. So just to give a little bit of background, so our United Way California Capital Region, so we serve Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, Placer, and Yolo counties. Each United Way is independent and locally ran by a board of directors. So we really have the flexibility to focus on what's most important in our own community. So we're focused on our Square One Project, which is really our 20-year promise to significantly increase the number of students in our region who graduate from high school ready for success in college or career. So all of the work that United Way does, all of our programs, all of our volunteer work is really kind of focused on that. We really believe that, you know, driving poverty reduction in our community now more than ever is just so crucial. And we've been able to really step up during these COVID times. We've had a lot of our programs change and pivot and shift, which I know is something we're all familiar with, but we're really committed to moving our community from kind of relief to recovery to resilience. That's kind of our focus moving forward.
Well, you touched on this a little bit too. It has definitely been an interesting year. Oh. And of course, I have 3 new pairs of sweatpants to prove it.
Yes, at least, right?
Right, right. Well, what are some of the ways United Way adapted to the pandemic, Amber?
Goodness. Well, one of the first things that we did is, just a year ago, when things really started to shut down, we knew that United Way is really kind of built for those crisis moments.
Right.
We work with so many donors, volunteers, local companies, nonprofits, And so we very quickly created our COVID-19 local relief fund. And we quickly put that together, started to get donations rolling into that fund. And in probably 3 or 4 months, we made our first payments out in April. What we did is we worked with our local nonprofit partners in our 5 counties, and they identified families in crisis, people who had lost their jobs very quickly during that time. And we were able to give out $500 cash payments to those most impacted families. And the fund, the first distribution of the fund went out April 1st, which we were really proud of because that was before a lot of dollars started to come from cities and counties and the federal government. So we were able to really help people quickly with those $500 cash payments. When it was all said and done, I think we helped more than 1,100 local families and raised more than $570,000. Everything went through at 100%. You know, we made sure that all dollars reached the families that needed it most. And it was just a really proud moment for our United Way. And it really changed some of the programs and work that we're focused on moving forward. You know, we realized that COVID is permanently going to change some things, and how do we help students and families in this new learning environment? How do we help those that are most affected by COVID? So it's really changed a lot of our programs moving forward, but it really started with that COVID relief fund that we kicked off last March.
Yeah, it's been a game changer for all of us. And yeah, unfortunately, I mean, there's just thousands of people who have needed help for the first time in their lives, which is odd because a lot of these people are used to helping others and now they need help themselves.
Yeah, yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine that works at one of the local food banks, and she, you know, we've been in contact this year just in the nonprofit world. The need for services has just been so intense. And she was explaining that they have doubled the amount of people accessing food every day than they did a year ago before COVID. So just to give an idea of, and they're seeing people that they've never seen before.
Right. Things are getting better, but it's not over yet.
Right.
What's the big takeaway from this week's virtual event on how to help foster youth during a pandemic?
The big takeaway is if you're interested in supporting local foster youth, and celebrating women, our online virtual celebration taking place this week, March 23rd to the 25th, is a great way to jump online and learn more about the issues that local foster youth are facing, join other women that care about the cause. We'll have exciting videos, events, prize drawings each day. So it's a really easy way to join an event and to learn how you can give back.
How can our listeners make a difference in the lives of local foster youth, Amber?
I would say one way is to go to our Women United page on our website. So that's yourlocalunitedway.org/womenunited. And you can see all the different ways that you can get involved. Of course, attending our virtual celebration this week would be one step. But we also have some other opportunities for folks to get involved. We right now are doing something where we're partnering with an organization called Together We Rise, and we're collecting what's called sweet cases and teen duffels, which are different types of bags that we provide to local foster youth so that they have a bag full of things like blankets, coloring books, crayons for younger children, and then other things like pillowcases, blankets, water bottles for older children, so that they have a nice bag when they're moving.
Sure.
And oftentimes from between foster homes or group homes. So that's something that we're doing right now, and a $50 donation towards that makes a donation of one sweet case and one teen duffel. So that's a great, easy way to also get involved.
Outstanding. Yeah, $50 goes a long way.
Yeah.
All right, Amber, I've heard of the United Way my whole life, but a lot of people aren't familiar with exactly what you guys do. Let's go into a little bit of history of the United Way.
Yeah, no problem. So United Way, as a kind of a network, we were established in 1885 in Denver, Colorado. So United Way was started there, and really it started because that community was rapidly growing and there was a lot of need in terms of services and housing and food. And so United Way was born to help address those big needs in that community at that time. And then United Way's really kind of took off and, you know, started growing around the country and now around the world. There's 1,800 local United Ways throughout the world. And like I mentioned, each United Way is local and independent to their community, which is really great because it provides kind of that that ability to really focus on what that particular community needs.
The local dollars stay local, right?
Yes, yes. So local dollars stay local. And local issues are really what that United Way can focus on. Most United Ways focus on education, health, financial stability issues, but that looks different in whatever community that they're in. Our United Way will be celebrating 100 years of being in this community coming up in 2023. So we were founded in 1923 here in Sacramento. We serve Amador, El Dorado, Placer, Sacramento, and Yolo counties. So we have programs running throughout those communities. And then United Way is also really known for providing a really easy way for people to give back. We work a lot with local companies to provide workplace giving campaigns where employees can easily support United Way and their favorite local nonprofits. It's a really easy way to give back. And then, of course, we also provide various volunteer opportunities for individuals or companies. Even in this COVID environment, we've been able to still provide some socially distant and safe volunteer opportunities for the community.
Okay, Amber, we're early on a Sunday morning in case someone's just joining us, pouring their first cup of coffee. Tell me what's going on this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and how our listeners can get involved.
Absolutely. United Ways, Women United Action Group, we're inviting community members to our 3-day virtual event during Women's History Month in March to raise awareness for the needs of local foster youth and to celebrate the local women who are making a difference for foster youth in our community. So the virtual celebration will take place this week, March 23rd through the 25th, beginning at 10 a.m. Every day, we're going to have different live online presentations, videos, events, prize drawings. We're even going to have a virtual networking session this Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:30. So if people are interested in learning more or they want to register for the networking event, they can visit yourlocalunitedway.org/womenunited.
That's going to be a fun time this week. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Amber Lovett of United Way, California Capital Region, Women United, hosting a 3-day virtual event celebrating local women making a difference for foster youth. Find out more online, yourlocalunitedway.org. Thank you so much for your time, Amber.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to help get the word out about your nonprofit, send the details to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.